Inside the unheated, dusty classrooms of the shantytown's only high school, piano teacher Jasmin Tiscornia is guiding two 10-year-olds through a duet. The music is a spark of beauty in a landscape that seems otherwise a little desolate. Driving to the school from downtown Buenos Aires, school director Santiago Puso explains that the neighborhood was originally a landfill.
They started to build little houses out of metal sheets, out of cardboard. The shantytown started to grow, to grow, to grow. You can see over there, those people that live there, they're all drug addicts. They mostly do crack. All of this part that's here, in that direction, is the shantytown, over there, on the left.
The students themselves know that they live in a dangerous area, says 14-year-old Juan Manuel.
The worst things always happen, never good things. I know that in one house they killed a little girl, I don't know, 6 years old. And the worst is that you hear shots all night long.
Puso's music school aims to keep kids from getting involved in the violence and drugs that form a part of their daily landscape. Many of the school's students, who are between 7 and 20 years old, have contact with serious drugs, either through family members or friends. And some of those who attend the classes already have their own problems with controlled substances. Piano teacher Jasmin Tiscornia says a big part of keeping students away from drugs is letting them know she's got their back.
There's a student who I care about a lot and who I think will come today because yesterday I spoke to him and he wasn't doing so well. I saw that he wrote sad things on Facebook, so I sent him a message to tell him to come.
Tiscornia says she and Kakupe's other teachers are working to steer this student away from substance abuse.
He's already had drug addiction problems last year, and he still has them. With the music school, we try to create a routine for him so that he's on the street a little less, to invite him to some, because he's older, he's 20, to invite him to some meetings so that he feels that there's a way out and that there are more interesting things than being on the street.
Besides being there for students, providing after-school structure for them, and encouraging them to stay in school, the teachers here try to embrace the cultural traditions from which the students come. Unlike many music programs available to underprivileged Argentines, this one teaches folk songs from Bolivia, Paraguay, and Peru, the countries from which most of these students emigrated. Today, school director Puso is teaching the Bolivian folk song Entra a mi hogar, Enter My Home, to two teenage guitar students.
The goal is to stop breaking the cultural ties that already broke when the students arrived. When they arrive, children and even adults experience a huge culture shock, so identity loss is a problem. So one of the goals of the school is to strengthen identity.
To that end, the teachers here focus not only on folk music, but also on the cumbia music style that is native to Buenos Aires's shanty towns. They also introduce the students to new genres. Catholic faith inspires much of this school's work. Puso himself is a practicing Catholic, and the music classes, though financed by individuals, take place in a Catholic high school. Piano teacher Jasmin Tiscornia was raised Catholic, but is not now practicing.
I believe in what the people do in the name of faith and of love. If there's something that is watching us and that will wait for us when we die, the truth is I don't know. I believe in the ability of this group of priests and the priests that came before them to transform a part of society that was completely falling apart, that was completely broken. I believe in that. That faith changed things here is obvious.
Choral teacher Federico Aguilar is a practicing Catholic, but he says that while perhaps motivated by his faith, what he aims to teach is music.
It's beauty that we need to sow, yes? It's the experience of the beautiful. You can, as an artist, invoke beauty, or be the custodian of beauty, as Benedict said, and that is contagious.
Aguilar hopes that bringing contagious beauty to the Rio 21-24 will help the kids here stay off the streets. And anecdotal evidence suggests the project is working.